Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Well, hello. Today we're going to discuss false teachers and false ministers. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." You know, false teachers seem to rise up from the very dust of the earth, creating havoc and confusion, leaving behind a wake of disillusioned victims and distorted minds. Not caring what their lies and perverted doctrines elicit, they go forth in the name of the Lord, spreading spiritual disease, destroying churches, families, and relationships, all the while gorging themselves with the spoils of false doctrine, pride, and self-righteousness in an attempt to sell their supposedly Bible-based delusions. Modern-day preachers and teachers have become the politically correct Antichrist, tooting the new gospel of tolerance. Tolerance of a sinful, demonic society that has whitewashed sin and called it diverse cultures, identities, and agendas. They've shut out Christ and made him a has-been savior. He's old-fashioned, and his gospel is not applicable to our modern-day sociopathetic needs. "Let's rewrite him," they say. "Let's revamp his image. He can still be relevant. People have to believe in something. Let's deny Jesus as God and the Son of God. Why can't we just have God? Just God." The poor and the weak-minded, those with low self-esteem, they need a hero. They need that kind of thing. But for us more evolved people, we are gods. Sound familiar? Satan said the same thing. We have become a lawless society, and in every society, if you break the law, you are punished. How have we become lawless? We've taken the very principles this nation was founded on and eliminated them. America leads the world in embracing false religions and false doctrines. Prayer in schools disappeared. 10 Commandments have gone to court and lost. Our health spas are filled with Middle Eastern religions as unsuspecting people are lured into weight loss and stress relief by the worship practices of yoga, Ayurveda, and a host of other Eastern demonic religious rites masters exercise. Every major religion except Islam has declined in Western Europe, where France, Sweden, and the Netherlands lead the pack. There is no longer a need for God. Intelligent design has become the accepted term for God, and still the battle wages on as schools struggle with the growing concern of stepping on anti-Christian toes. Intelligent design is a concept that holds that the universe is so complex it had to be created by an unspecified guiding force. Why not say, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," Genesis 1:1. But you know, that's too complex for our modern day world. In a world where people are seeking a balance in their lives, seeking to fill a void that yawns at their very soul, something is just not right. There is something missing. Therefore, they allow false teachers and ministers to worm their way into their homes via television, books, and all to another way of salvation other than through Jesus Christ. The self-help gurus that teach that there are many ways to God, that we can all better ourselves or deal with what ails us through meditation, yoga, Eastern religions, and still go to heaven and be saved through health, diets, and meditation, have taken this world by a storm. Still, the people yearn for fulfillment. We are living in an age of apostasy. We have made self our God. We chase after what pleases us. We cater to our very whims, desires, self-induced decadence. This then fosters a rise in false practices, teachings, doctrines, all to perpetuate this new market of self-indulgent fools posing as ministers and teachers of a new gospel, the gospel of self-absorption. Because the Bible cannot be disproved, they claim that Jesus did exist as a prophet, like all other prophets, that he is a son of God, but not God. They make the Son of God, Jesus, seemingly ordinary, anything to keep you away from the truth. The same conditions that were seen in uncivilized societies and early Christianity of the past are present today. The sorrow is that it is present in the modern-day church. To understand today, we need to look at yesterday. Let's look at a part of the second letter from Paul to Timothy. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. This I know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. The last days referenced here is the period between the apostolic period and the return of Jesus to set up his millennium reign. Paul goes on to describe the condition of the hearts and minds of the people. They are self-centered, conceited, and egotistical, greedy for money, braggarts, arrogant and haughty, overbearing, profane, abusive, and foul-mouthed, contemptuous, and insulting as they spew forth their evil. The youth of today are rebellious, uncontrolled, as their example of godless living is seen in ungrateful, profane, and irreverent role models that are hard-hearted and unbelieving gossipers, spreading false accusations of one another, undisciplined and savage in their behavior, lacking control of the lusts and passions of the flesh, indulgent in vices of drugs, alcohol, sex, and whatever form of lasciviousness, hating whatever and whoever is good. They lack loyalty, are liars and traitors. What is utterly amazing to me is that this describes a lot of the role models for our youth today that claim to be Christians. They live and portray a hellish life, get an award for it, and as they accept their award, they have the audacity to thank God and Jesus for it. They make a profession of Christianity, but their actions speak louder than words. There is no evidence of the power of God in their lives. They want their sins and forgot to bless their sinful lifestyle. Let me say something right here. God is holy. If he could not look at the sin of man placed on his son at the cross and turned away from his own son, Jesus Christ, what makes you think that he can condone the mess you're living in, seeking justification for rebelling against God, your creator? Wake up! This sort creeps into our homes via televisions as men and women attempt to escape their self-indulgent mundane lives in the fantasy lives of decadence and self-indulgence portrayed in soap operas, reality shows, and dramas. We are raising a dumbing down generation that is focused on the obsessive media frenzy over trivial lives of an offensive starlet or sports figure. A high school graduate in America has a third grade reading level capacity. If the computer goes down at McDonald's, they lack the mathematical knowledge to make change. Self-help gurus such as Oprah, who has claimed in the past that there are more than one way to God, attempt to come to the rescue by proclaiming a gospel that seems clean and right. It has just enough truth, but you have to tune in and get the next and the next best thing, because you are not satisfied. You just haven't arrived there yet. Yes, there is a bit of improvement in your condition, but you still have a long way to go. You are not completely satisfied. You are always learning but never graduating, never achieving, never getting results, going from one false empty teaching to another, one cult to another, never getting to the truth. This is a form of godliness but denying the power of God. There is a reformation, but there never was a regeneration. You are seeking redemption through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what you're really after. That's where that longing comes from. Jesus clearly stated in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't graduate from high school by skipping grades 9 through 10, and you can't get to God by skipping the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only way. In verses 8 and 9, Paul writes about Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses. These were magicians in Pharaoh's court that imitated the miracles performed by Moses. False teachers, false ministers, and cultists lead others astray by imitating the Word of God. They give just enough truth to deceive the unsuspecting, but not enough to get you to heaven. They have their own way of salvation, their own version of the Bible, their own substitution for Christianity, their own religion where everyone wins regardless of what the true Word of God says. These people offer an empty, cheap imitation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, through which there is no other redemption of sin. They go to any means of deception in order to make converts and appeal to what you crave to justify the sinful lifestyle that you have chosen to follow. They deny that Jesus Christ is God as they deny the deity of Christ. They become angry when they are confronted with truth and accuse you of being intolerant. The Bible is very clear that these proponents of falseness will be found out, whether in the near future or upon the return of Christ. Ask yourself if you're willing to take the chance. You need to repent before it's too late. Stop listening to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that has a new way of doing things, a new way of salvation, and get right with God. There's only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. I don't like to close my broadcast without inviting you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you have died on the cross and rose again on the third day to give me eternal life. So I ask you into my heart, be the Lord and Savior of my life. I give you everything. Help me, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you have prayed that simple prayer with us, please contact us at www.declaretheword.com or www.saythattv.com. We'd be more than happy to send you a new believer's packet free of charge. Until next time.